It's 8:40 on the ticket Tuesday morning with Musers. We were just reviewing the new film Happy Gilmore 2. Thought we'd take some phone calls on this, see what the P1s think of the new Adam Sandler film on Netflix. And we start with Elmer Wayne in Van Zandt County. You're on the ticket. Good morning.
Woo-hoo! Hey, Giorgio, your mermaid show cousin, Elmer Wayne.
Well, I don't have a cousin named Elmer Wayne.
Oh, but... yes, you do. Yes, you damn hell do. Listen, I know you remember me because I was the one who helped you bury that girl you took to prom. Remember
okay,
that?
No.
George. That was a wild evening, wasn't it?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. That's weird.
It took about 12 hours to get out of that.
That's really strange.
Hey, you still on radio?
Yes, right now we're on the radio.
Hell, man, you've been doing that for almost as long as I've had a drinking problem. Hey, remember the first time I went to rehab?
No.
Oh, man, I'm surprised you don't remember that. I missed half the second grade on that.
On that
second grade?
I remember you was all, you know, George is always kind of a scold, and he was always, you know, a little bit more prim and proper than I was. But I remember you always used to tell me to do my homework and stop doing so much crank.
I don't think I said that.
Me. We was good buddies, man. We sure was.
I sure don't remember that, but
there
okay.
Was crazy-ass white boys, I tell you that. A lot of adventures.
Okay.
We done blowed up so many outhouses with C4 out here as pranks, you and me.
Wow.
That sounds fun.
We still ain't got running water out here.
Oh, gosh.
Man, we used to paint our names on the water towers and shoot up all the highway signs.
No, that wasn't me, I'm telling you.
It was great, man. Van Zandt County misses you, Giorgio.
Well, I've barely been there.
The cows out here ain't near as nervous since you done left.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, my wife says hello to you.
Okay.
Yeah, she still says you and I tie for her favorite first cousin.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember when she taught us both how to kiss?
No.
Yeah, I remember that. Remember all them hours of us out in the barn together and her just watching us practice for hours?
Nope. Didn't happen.
Hey, you still giving old Jerry hell?
Oh, Jerry Jones?
Yeah,
I guess so. You know, those Cowboys. Yeah.
You always giving him hell. Hey, listen.
Huh?
I'm calling you because I got an idea for your show.
Okay.
You know, I think that with Sandler inking the $250 million deal with Netflix and the obvious sports tie-in, I think maybe you ought to do a segment on Happy Gilmore 2, and you could even topic tree it into why the sequel so often failed to capture the initial magic of the original property.
Well, we just did that.
You did?
Yeah, we just did that last segment.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. Man, if I ever get work in TV, I'm looking forward to seeing that movie.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't waste. Well, actually, I think you would like it. You'd probably think it was hilarious.
I would, you know, because sometimes sequels can be good now. That Godfather 2 is pretty damn good now.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Godfather 3 dropped off because that's when Sofia Coppola took the reins and didn't really have the spirit of the franchise.
Right.
I also got another list of ideas for your show.
Okay, like what?
Y'all ought to play a cassette tape of cows farting. I think that'd be a good segment.
A cassette tape of it?
Yeah.
Here's another
one on my list. Interview a sports celebrity. I think maybe your audience would appreciate that and like that.
Okay, we do that all the time.
And then how about this one? Make girls come up and show you their bikini bodies, and the best one wins a date with Pedro Guerrero.
Pedro Guerrero?
These are great ideas. I hope you're writing them down.
Okay, with Pedro Guerrero. Okay.
Here's another one, free of charge. Okay. Start a podcast in which you get more vulnerable than you had intended and then forget to promote it on social media as much as you should.
Man.
He's got some ideas.
He does have some ideas.
Hey, Giorgio, you know I hate to bother you.
Well, you don't. It doesn't stop you from calling.
But I kind of got the Dion problem happening. It ain't cancer, but I do need a new bladder.
Oh.
And the doctor says that none of the pigs around here are a match, so.
Oh, God.
If you could see your way to donate me your scrotum, the vet says that. He can make a small, saggy, hairy bladder out of it so that I can resume normal lovemaking.
There's got to be a different way.
I know you ain't using your balls anymore. I know that. I know. Wife of yours always kept you on a pretty tight sexless leash.
Hey, stop
that's
it.
What you told me.
I didn't tell you anything.
So come on, give me your horny balls so I can make a urine pouch out of them.
No, you're going to have to ask somebody else.
Hey, listen, I got to get skedaddling because my parole officer's going to be here in a minute.
Okay.
And I got to get some clean urine from one of my kids.
All right.
Which ain't as easy as you think because this parcel is a bunch of addicts. But anyway, if you change your mind on the hairy scrotum bladder, go ahead and you give old Elmer Wayne a call.
Okay,
now.
I'll be sure and call you.
All right, Giorgio, go ahead and get more, too. No! I am country!
All right, there's Elmer Wayne, not my cousin.